The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives a cup of cold water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you this day. Just this last Thursday evening, I was up at Midtown Art Center in Fort Collins, and I saw the musical West Side Story. It was a fabulous performance. The actors and the actresses, they put their whole selves into every song, every dance, every line of that musical. And if you're not familiar with the story, West Side Story, it was inspired by Shakespeare, Romeo, and Juliet. So, of course, there is love. And it was originally set in 1957 in Manhattan. The script was originally supposed to be about a clash between Jews and Catholics. But when Puerto Ricans began coming to New York, they changed the storyline to a white Caucasian gang named the Jets and a Puerto Rican immigrant gang named the Sharks. So they get in this big fight, right? And they decide to rumble. They call for a rumble. They call for a fight one-on-one. But as you can guess, the rumble is more than just about territory. It's about skin color. Skin color. Fighting for territory. Fighting for votes. Who is on which side of the aisle? If you're not on my team, well, then you must be against me. So let's remember where we are in Mark's gospel. Remember that Jesus is heading towards Jerusalem, towards his death. He feels this urgency because he knows that people are beginning to know about him and they're trying to decide whether his mission is from God or it is not. And his disciples just can't quite wrap their minds around it. And so instead of joining Jesus' urgency and his fight, they revert to human thoughts and ways of arguing about who is the greatest. And this week, we see them arguing about another very human tendency, and that is to draw lines and to be exclusive. Ah, he's not one of us! Jesus, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, and he's not one of us, so we stopped him, right? Didn't we do good, Jesus? Isn't that what you wanted? Jesus says, "No. No, anyone who does a good thing in my name is part of bringing God's kingdom to this earth. Whoever is for us is for us. Don't stop him, because there's urgency. Jesus understands that his time is short. It's not a time for bickering or power plays. It's a time for action and self-sacrifice. He knows that the community is beginning to take sides. And he says, look, this is not an exclusive operation because anybody who follows me is part of God's working in the kingdom. The rumble is here. The war is about to start. So stop being isolationist and join hands. Let's do this. We never talk about who's in and out, do we? We never talk about us and them, do we? Yeah, if you believe that, I've got a lot of beachside property in Florida just for you. Well, unfortunately, this tendency has lived in the church as well. Sometimes, you know, we pastors and clergy kind of get big egos and we begin to believe that the church belongs to us instead of you, the people sitting in the pews. We've had the same inward focus as the disciples. Sometimes different denominations look with skepticism or even disdain on another denomination. Oh, their theology isn't as good as ours, right? It's this, we set this us-them thing up. And we even talk about Christians and non-Christians sometimes, forgetting those whom we might call non-Christians offer regularly their talents and their gifts for the good of God's world. It's not an us-them. It's let's do it together. The psalm assigned for today is Psalm 19. And verse 13 of that psalm says this: "Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins." Presumptuous sins, let them not get dominion over me. To presume, to guess, to conjure up, to hypothesize. Presuming can get people into quicksand very quickly. I said that wrong, but you get it. So Jesus is telling the disciples, quit presuming and just plain get to work, because the rumble is coming. The showdown is now. If you watched the news this week, we saw a rumble, didn't we? We saw a rumble and a showdown, and I fear that it's not done yet, because sides are going to keep saying, if you're not on my team, then you're against me. I listen to the news, and then I think about all of you. And I think about some of us are doing great. There's a good season in our life, and some of us are really struggling with grief and hospitalizations and diagnoses. And it feels like sometimes we have enough rumble on our own plates, there's not enough room, even capacity, to carry any more. But Jesus' words to us today, I think, say, keep on keeping on, because it is a fight right now. And we can show our neighbors a different way of being. Get up, get above that rumble, get above that nastiness, and continue to preserve relationships like salt preserved meat in ancient times. Be kind. Be at peace with one another. God is at work in people that we know and in people we have no idea are working behind the scenes. No idea. Because there are people who aren't Christian, aren't Republican, aren't Democrat, they're not Lutheran or white or black or any label we want to put. There are all sorts of people working for good. Get up above the nastiness and be one of those people. Because with God's Holy Spirit, we can do this. We can show our neighbors another way. We have hope and strength in God. The God that we know loves all people, forgives all people, knows the hearts of all people. It'll be enough. It will be enough if each one of us every day gets up and decides not to be divisive. It will be enough if each one of us simply allows God to work through our actions and our words and our love and our grace. It will be enough if we are kind and not assume that we understand somebody else's point of view, to follow God's commandments of not bearing false witness, not coveting anything of our neighbors, and loving God above all else. That will be enough. Jesus says, whoever offers a cold cup of water, and even though you might feel like your plate is full, your rumbling is all that you can handle, the time is here. And Jesus says, let's keep going. You might just have time to send a quick text instead of a Hallmark card. You might have time for a phone call instead of making a casserole. You might be able to listen for 10 minutes to your friend, not an hour. But do it in Jesus' name, and Christ knows that you are doing it. And you're being one of those salty people. We can be those salty people together. I know that many of you have heard this famous poem that was associated with Mother Teresa. Some people think that Mother Teresa had it written on her bedroom wall. Some say that it is written on the children's home in Calcutta, India. I learned yesterday that it was actually first written by a Harvard sophomore at age 19 in 1968. But here's the poem. People are often unreasonable and illogical and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. For the good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have. And it may never be enough, but give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Amen.